And Pádraig Lodge is here with all of the sports news.
Good morning, Karen. Champions League action took centre stage last night and Jude Bellingham struck a late goal to give Real Madrid a 3-2 victory over Manchester City in the first leg of their playoff for a place in the last 16. Erling Haaland twice put City ahead at the Etihad Stadium, but twice they surrendered the lead with Kylian Mbappe and Brahim Diaz on target before Bellingham's winner in the 92nd minute. The second leg takes place in Madrid this night week. PSG seized control of their all-French tie with a 3-0 victory at Brest. Borussia Dortmund were 3-0 winners away to Sporting Lisbon and Juventus beat PSV Eindhoven 2-1 in Turin. Tonight, most attention will focus on Glasgow for the clash of Celtic and Bayern Munich. That'll be live on RT2 television. Charlton midfielder Melissa Phillis has been selected on the Republic of Ireland women's squad for their upcoming Nations League matches at home to Turkey and away to Slovenia. Phillis was born in England but qualifies through her Mayo-born mother and has been called up for the first time after receiving international clearance from FIFA. New manager Carla Ward discussed her inclusion with our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue.
Mel's family are Irish and she's had an Irish passport ever since she came back to the UK. So I think something that she probably would have hoped to have had some involvement before, but obviously she's gone through the England age groups up until 23s just recently. But something a little bit different. She's, you know, she's hardworking, she's aggressive, she's front-footed. Like I said, something a little bit different to maybe what we have. So an opportunity for her to come in and hopefully improve what we're trying to do.
Of the retirements, they all had a big part to play in Ireland's football history. But in recent times, the impact of Julianne Russell, to lose her now when she came back in such a dramatic fashion.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I was gutted. I actually spoke to Julianne just because my daughter couldn't wait to meet Rosie and wanted to hand the baton over. But no, I spoke to Julianne and was talking about, you know, her being involved. And she said, I've actually got something to tell you. This is something I've decided. And yeah, I was a little bit gutted because I think she's still got a lot to offer. But respect her decision. She's been sensational for Ireland, as have Niamh and Diane. So yeah, it's one of those. You have to respect their decisions. But they've had a tremendous impact on Ireland and a huge loss, not just for the team, but on and off the pitch as well.
That's Carla Ward. Ireland are hoping to continue their Six Nations Grand Slam bid against Wales in 10 days' time with a clean bill of health after management said yesterday they were optimistic of Tadhg Furlong, Mac Hansen and Joe McCarthy returning. Furlong and McCarthy missed the opening two wins through injury and Hansen was ruled out the day before Sunday's victory over Scotland with a hamstring issue. One notable absentee in Cardiff on Saturday week will be Warren Gatland. His second tenure as Wales coach ended by mutual agreement. Their loss to Italy made it 14 defeats in a row. Cardiff head coach Matt Sherratt has been appointed to take the reins for the remaining three matches. No reason has been given for the late withdrawal of Ronnie O'Sullivan from the Welsh Open snooker. His opponent Jamie Clark proceeded unopposed to the second round. It's the sixth ranking tournament that O'Sullivan has withdrawn from this season. The Willie Mullins trained St Sam will be bidding for back-to-back victories in the Red Mills Chase at Goran Park on Saturday. His stablemate Ian Maximus has been allotted top weight ahead of his defence of the Aintree Grand National. The JP McManus owned gelding will have to carry 11 stone 12 pounds on the 5th of April. And finally, Kilkenny's Alliance Hurling League victory over Wexford last Saturday night has come at a cost. According to a report in the Wexford People, the Kilkenny team bus was given a parking ticket outside White's Hotel in Wexford Town as they stopped off for a pre-match meal. The bus driver was told that a fine will be issued to him in the post.